the problem with Whirlwind, and the reason we've had to swap computers, is because at the moment it's not cross-platform. So unless you have a PC, you're not going to be able to use this program. A new one is being developed, which is Java-based, which we'll be able to use on Mac computers, and it won't be very far behind this one, because it has actually been, one of our students actually helped in the development of that, so I'm imagining it will be available quite soon. Now, this is also on the DVD that you can get on Cosmos Magazine. You can also download this off the internet, and it's actually not a very high download. It's about 60 meg or something like that. So, and then it winds out to a much bigger program. But you do need to be connected to the web to get this, to get the clouds. The clouds are as they are now. And I'm going to show you mostly the US, because that's where the best data is at the moment. But I want to show you the power of this program. It's a little bit like Google Earth. And if you want to go and look in your own backyard here in Australia, you're probably better to go and look at Google Earth. But if you want to look at a scientific version of the Earth and the planets, then you need to go and have a look at Whirlwind and evaluate that. This is Mount St. Helens in the west of the United States, and it's a volcano that blew its side out. You can see there all the stuff that came out of the volcano. But a much more interesting view of this is if you turn it on its side. And you can go into the Grand Canyon this way and all sorts of places in the US, and in some places around the Earth where there's better data, you can see it to a similar resolution. We'll go into Australia in a moment, but before I do, I want to show you how it can get down to the kind of resolution that you have. I don't want to try and take off place names that you have with Google Earth. And by the way, Whirlwind came before Google Earth. I don't think one was a copy of the other. They use similar data. The reason why Whirlwind won't show you your backyard in Australia is because Google Earth actually pays for its data, and the data here is free. So let's just go over to Australia. Have a little bit of fun turning the globe around. And there's Australia. And the virtual field trip, which Jeffrey has demonstrated, is in Western Australia. The stromatolites, the 3.5 billion-year-old stromatolites, are the earliest best evidence of life on Earth. And it was our grad student, Abby Allwood, who showed that was the case. But what we're looking at in the Pilbara are these very ancient stromatolites, and the laminates in the rocks are very similar to what you see in Shark Bay today. This is very important to understand how to look for these early forms of life, because if you're looking for life on Mars, you'd better know how to do this on Earth. And so this allows us to look around the landscape again. But as you can see, quite differently from around Mount St. Helens there, it looks relatively flat. Although actually the height of these hills is around about 300 or 400 meters. Doesn't show up really well unless I put a vertical exaggeration on it. That's because, in truth, Australia is quite flat, although we don't think of it that way. Now I'm going to leave Australia and jump to Mars. When you open up this program, you'll find that there are other planets. There's Australia in its right position on the top of the Earth. So I'm just going to jump to Mars. There we go. There's Mars. Now, this one is quite a nice image, because it shows you the polar caps. But actually, I don't particularly like that particular image. So I use the themes colour one. So I just use that one, take off the mock data, and another image comes up. And so, can anybody tell me what the highest volcano in the solar system, the name of it?
Olympus Mons.
That's correct. So we're going to have a wander around that. It's right here on Mars. There it is down there. Now, because I'm on planets, I can afford to change the view. And so I will. And so we're going to look right down to the caldera. This volcano is around about 600 kilometres across. I think it's around about 17 kilometres high. But we're looking straight into that caldera there. We just turn it on its side and look inside it. But if I come out again, we can go down the side of the volcano and we can walk around the bottom of it. So you can really truly appreciate how large the structure is. The Valles Marineris is a volcano system, like a gash in the side of Mars. And if you laid it across Australia, it would stretch further than between Sydney and Perth. So it's a bit like the Grand Canyon on steroids. So we're going to go in there, and this is really fun, cool thing to do. But anyway, you can have some fun with that loading up the program. Another thing you can do, Geoffrey talked about the two Mars rovers, Spirit and Opportunity. You can just find out where they are on Mars after that fantastic journey. Opportunity landed on a very flat area, but I think the other one, Spirit, we'll just find it in a moment. There it is. Landed in an area which was quite a bullseye, really, because they were landing it in a crater, the Gusev crater. And the reason why they wanted to land it in the Gusev crater was because of this system down in here, which seems to imply a water channel. So if you go down in there, and then we go along to this water channel. Now, remember, Geoffrey says that things look pointed upwards when looking down, but when you turn it on its side, you can see that it is, in fact, a valley, and why it was such an interesting place to go. So you can have a lot of fun with this. And there are other planets to explore on Whirlwind. So I really encourage you to either go and download this one from the internet if you've got a PC, or to get the DVD, and where you'll get the virtual field trip, What's the Difference, Virtual Lab, and Whirlwind. Those first three ones are cross-platform, so if you do have a Mac, it's perfectly okay for your Mac. And if you will use the Wiki website for the Pilbara, and on that in the next few weeks will be directions to Geoffrey's site at NASA, where you can download the extra Atacama Desert and Marble Bar, which is not on the DVD, and it will just automatically download into the program which you already have. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming this evening, and thank Geoffrey for his presentation. Thank you.